You know, as we go through this series, How to Be Used by God, or 10 Things You Need to Know to Be Used by God, a lot of people have reached out to me and they have assumed that this is to people who are in full-time ministry. And that's just not the case. I'm actually talking to all of you. If you are a Christ follower, you are in ministry, you are a priest. And in fact, Scripture says there's a priesthood of believers, meaning you should be acting, moving, breathing, believing, thinking through and strategizing as if you were in full-time ministry, because the truth is, even if you're a plumber or an architect or an engineer or a teacher, you are in fact in full-time ministry. So hang on, we're going there today. Wake the faith up, Slayer. Hope you're having an amazing day, week, time. Hey, you can reach out to me at tdagiantslayer@gmail.com. I've had a few people ask me about my thoughts regarding the shooting that took place in Texas. Tragic, absolutely heartbreaking tragic. And I might cover a little bit of my thoughts on that. And before anybody shouts me down, understand I will not cover it as probably the typical person will. But stay tuned for that. I think I'll cover that at the end of this week. It should be, if nothing else, insightful into the heart of man. Now, with that, thank you. We are brought to you by WellBuiltBody.com, gym apparel for men and women that rock and shock. Ain't for everybody, but it just might be for you, WellBuiltBody.com. Also, again, I don't want to use the tragedy in Texas to promote my conference in an unhealthy or unrealistic way. However, July 9th, Saturday, 8 a.m. to 6 p.m., it is a father-daughter-son conference on how your child can protect themselves emotionally, physically, sexually, socially, and spiritually. The war is on. Is your family ready? The war is on. Is your family ready? It's $100 per family unit. Don't miss this opportunity to prepare your family, your kids, for the onslaught of evil that is entering this world in the last times. You can sign up at weslaygiants.com. There's also a link in all of our promo stuff, a square link you can register. But I can't tell you enough how important this conference is. I talk about it. People don't seem to listen. Please sign up. Get your family there. If you're a grandpa and you bring your son and he brings his kids, you come for free. All right, let's jump into today, shall we? Again, you want to be that person in ministry. You want to be that person, no matter what your job description is, that guy, that girl who's a super Christian, handling temptation like a boss, praying and getting answers, healing, signs, wonders, miracles. But what do you got to do? There are 10 things you need to know as you enter into the mindset of full-time ministry. And here is number 6 and 7. Number 6 is this. Just because your ministry is growing doesn't mean you should do more. Now look, you can apply this to business, but specifically ministry. You know, bankruptcy comes quickly in today's spiritual world, especially if you treat your life as a ministry. If you're constantly giving and praying and trying to serve God, you can burn out and you can run dry much faster in today's world than 50, 60, 100 years ago. Look, when I travel somewhere, someone wants to know if I'm in the area. Hey, can you speak for me? Can I meet with you? Can we do this? Can we go there? It's just one of those things with social media. You can give and give and give and give and give. And when your ministry is doing well, you tend to want to give and give and give. Look, when I have a wave of supernatural experience in my life, and there are these waves where it seems like God is moving in greater ways than ever before, I tend to push in more and see more to do and more to pray for and more places to go and more places to speak and more podcasts to do. And it sounds good, right? But is it? I don't know if you're familiar with the experiment where Joshua Bell, one of the most famous violinists in the world, he sold out the Washington Play Hall, and tickets were incredibly expensive, and he sold it up for 3 nights in a row. And then he went in one day later and played in the DC Metro station where people were catching their trains, and he played for almost an hour, and only three people stopped to listen to him. He's playing a $3 million violin. And at the end of this whole time, there was only one person who came up to him afterwards and recognized who he was and thanked him. Thank you for playing. You know, here's the deal. We get so busy. I mean, I'm sure everyone who walked through that train station, they had a million things to do. But, you know, maintaining a busy, complicated life is a great way to avoid changing it. In fact, I might look at that statement like this. Having a successful ministry and doing more might be a great way to avoid what God really wants to do in you. See, sometimes we focus more on what God wants to do through us than in us. And that is definitely the horse before the cart. And it isn't the case, isn't it the case really, especially if in our ministry right now, it seems like it's growing and moving and fruitful. We can do so much in ministry that it can put you to sleep while people are dying and going to hell. Did you hear that? You can do so much in ministry that it keeps you so busy that we don't realize that people are dying and going to hell. Number seven, just because your ministry is not growing doesn't mean you should do more. So if your ministry isn't growing, what should you do? Well, first ask some simple questions. Is your heart right? Are there undealt sins in your life? Are your relationships right in your life? If your ministry is focused on bringing glory to God or making you look successful and spiritual, well, that might be a key right there. Remember, in all things, make God look good. After that, try these. Focus on more prayer. Meet with new voices in your life. Put more time into what is working and where your gifts are at. And here's a novel idea. Enjoy those slow times and those times when your ministry seems to be in a lull. Ask God, what do you need during this time from me? And what do I need from you during this time? See, I honestly think one of the things we miss most when it seems like life isn't happening and ministry isn't exploding and things aren't going the way we want them to, I really believe we miss a key element there. And that's this, time to thank God. Thank God for what He has done in and through you up to that point. Thank God for the change He's made in you up to that point. There's no wasted time if you focus on praise, because there's never enough time to praise God for who He is. This is Garth Heckman of the David Alliance. Thanks for rating the podcast, sharing the podcast, and until tomorrow, keep slaying giants.